We finished building a wall this week, brought a job to a conclusion. So that was
Oh,
good.
the one with the colored corners.
Yeah, the one with the colored
Oh.
corners. Yeah.
How did that happen?
The colored corners?
Yeah.
I hesitate to say this because I don't want to ruin my reputation, but Paver King friend, the wood bully. Just put it out there. Is going to he needed to support that because he's got a crazy design. He's building a deck over top of the wall and you won't see it.
Okay.
So the wall is a discontinued color that they're not making anymore. So our friends at Best Way sold us the wall because no one's going to see it. I called and said, "You have like 11 bundles of some discontinued colored wall that you don't want." And they did. So we bought it off them. But there was no corners. So we needed to buy a few corners for the 90s. So I just bought gray ones and then thought the internet would come at me.
Why would you be embarrassed to say that or ashamed to say that?
What do you mean?
Well, you just said you didn't want to
Oh, I was
say,
just joking. I just
oh, okay.
give a fuck. If I cared
I,
what
yeah,
people, if I
I
cared
would.
what people said about me on the internet, I'd be in big trouble. Huge trouble.
It's great that the corners are different colors.
I'm gonna read. So I don't really like, I post on Threads every day, but I don't get any kind of reaction from Threads. For whatever reason, I don't generally tend to. And this is what this guy wrote back to me. So I posted a video of our guys working on Young Street and having a good time on the crane lift. And it's a funny video. It's nice. And the guy saw the video and it just says, when they realize Paver King helps. And then it's a video of two guys enjoying themselves on a Saturday afternoon crane lift on Young Street. Because who wouldn't? And he wrote it. He wrote, "It's not like this. Toronto construction is dog shit, and you will not be treated well. I grew up with older workers, so I get it. And you learn not to be a target. But them acting like it, this fun homie, we all know you look forward to the weekend and hate Mondays and look forward to evenings to relax. Don't fall for this bullshit unless you want to be a willing participant in the rat race." So
Wow.
then I wrote, "Yeah, you tell them.
He listens to Andrew Tate.
Tell them all your sadness, your tale of sadness." He wrote back. He wrote back, stay in your own lane and pave it. No one needs your dog shit responses because you're mad at Mondays and the fact your wife didn't clean the house." So then I
I
wrote,
love it.
"I'm not technically married, so this is not an accurate description of the person who is rumored to have not cleaned the house." And then he wrote back, "Monday was so bad for him, he had to come back and get it out. LOL. Nah, man. Just stating the joke you are while trying to make it seem like that work is good. It ain't. I day trade now, making what I made in a week in 30 minutes. Tell me about your tale of depressive hole you dug yourself in and how it's too late to do anything new because you're stuck in debt with a family needing you around, but you got to work those 12 hours, LOOL. At least you can pave over your hole to pretend it ain't there." And I wrote
Nice.
back,
Great.
and I wrote back, "Day trading. Well, at least that's never gone bad for anyone."
Yeah.
That's
You won't be a lot around long. You'll be applying for your job.
I don't under like it was no one responds to anything I post on that app ever.
What app was that?
Threads.
Oh.
I mostly only post it because I feel like Meta is pushing it and you might do better on some of your other social medias if they know you're at their stupid Threads app every day. I don't even know. I'm not saying that's true. I'm just saying that's why I'm doing it. As far as I can tell, it does nothing for me.
Except bring day traders to your account.
Random day traders that disagree with my take on Toronto construction.
I like day trading. It's never not gone well for somebody.
Well, that's true. Everyone who day trades makes a fortune. They'll tell you. They'll tell you.
Absolutely.
I was in, so we're pricing this job in Scarborough, and I had a meeting there today. And where the pool was solidifying in the backyard. And before the meeting, I was really thirsty. So I thought I'd go to a convenience store. And I walked into the convenience store and there was like almost nothing in it. And this guy was buying a loaf of bread for $7.99, which I thought was expensive, but I don't buy bread, so I don't really know. And as I looked around the store, it was mostly empty. And all the Coke was the size of the bottles that you can only buy at Costco. So I know that they've been buying stuff at Costco, then reselling it in the store, which I'm okay with. I don't have a problem with that. But the main feature of the store was a Bitcoin banking machine.
I've seen those.
So I walked up to the counter and I looked at the guy behind the counter. The guy in front of me buying the bread, he paid in cash. And then I looked around the table and I kind of got sketched out by the Bitcoin machine, the lack of nothing in the store, the fact this guy's probably going to scam my card and fuck up my account. So I pulled out the three American dollars I had left in my wallet from the weekend, threw them on the table and said, "That'll work for you." And he went, "It works for me." And I left.
Nice.
Because he's like, "It's $2.50 for that bottle of Coke." I'm like, "Yeah, because they sell them for $1.50 at fucking Costco." But whatever. He's got costs of refrigeration. He's got overhead. I know. He knows his numbers. And I was disappointed. There was no absolutely stupid posts from people about from different knowing your numbers companies this week, so I could ridicule them on here. I had a pretty good streak of ridiculing those kind of companies the last couple weeks. So I threw the American money at him. I said, "You keep that." And he opened the cash drawer. Like I thought, oh, maybe this guy's doing the conversion in his head. And he handed me 2 quarters and sent me on my way. Like, ooh. Bro, just like, so that was my exchange at the Bitcoin bank machine. Like, what are you getting out of the Bitcoin bank machine? How does that work? Can you trade in your Bitcoin there and the cash will come out?
I think you'll be able, I think you're able to buy Bitcoin and transfer it to your wallet right there. So it's just like an exchange. You might be able to withdraw money too by putting it in your wallet.
Would you start making big investments in Bitcoin
no.
on a machine in a sketched out convenience store?
No, absolutely not.
Fuck, I got a chance for $100,000. I should head down to that shitty convenience store. Yeah. Doesn't seem like something I would do. Would you do that?
So. No. I would never do that.
No.
We actually closed, a job in Mississauga, conveniently located an hour and a half away from our yard.
Nice.
And I think we closed this residential, and the U of T called, and we closed some work there. So we actually started closing some work this week.
Things are looking up.
Yeah, I feel like we had some wins this week, which is different. Few people called for bins. Nice. So. You know, things are coming again. We need the weather to turn around. The weather fucking
sucks. Yeah, the weather sucks.
Yeah. I had a good meet. So I hate our, well, I mean, I dislike our bank, but Kelly hates our bank. So we're talking to a very small local bank to maybe take over our portfolio.
Ooh. Really?
Yeah, because in talking with the commercial business.
Does it also sell bread and
does it have a Bitcoin machine?
I don't know. I haven't been there. Perhaps it does. Perhaps it does. I don't know. Fuck. Now I gotta. If I walk into that place to meet this dude and there's a Bitcoin machine, I'm fucking walking out. I think Bitcoin's a valid thing. I just don't think you buy it at sketched out convenience stores in Scarborough. Maybe you do. I don't understand the whole crypto lifestyle. It doesn't seem like a place to purchase that kind of stuff. Anyways, we're going to we are going to, I think we're going to move banks. Because being banking with one of the big four banks is a fucking shit.
They fucked up my mortgage. But yeah.
It's fucking shit. They're shit. They treat small businesses like shit. So if I'm going to get treated like shit, I want to at least know the guy's name and not be a rotating cast of people.
Do you have to deal with the bank that much?
Oh, I don't. I have Kelly.
Does she have to deal with the bank that much?
Yeah, quite a bit.
Really?
We seem to have a lot of interactions with them.
I don't, really. We pay our credit cards. Connie does e-transfer to the guys for their pay. Other than that, we don't talk to them much. They fucked up my mortgage real good. Apologized profusely. Credited me the $700 mortgage fee. Straightened it out. But yeah, we don't deal with the bank that much.
What does a local bank look like? I've never even heard of that.
It's
I thought that was an American thing.
I thought so
too.
All these
little banks. Like a credit union?
Yeah, it's a credit union.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, it's like a little local. I don't know. It just seems like a better way to go. Like, they seem like actually interested in our business. You want to know what I hate about the big bank the most? When times were good for us, these fucking motherfuckers were calling us every day and saying, can we buy out all your loans? We want to move all your stuff to, like, specifically the blue dump truck, right? Because that was that's a big loan for a 5-year pay. Like, it was we put down 40 grand on it. So the loan is like 200,000, or it was, not anymore. We paid a shit ton off it, but like, they wanted that loan because it's like $200,000. Anyways, they were honest all the time about, we want to buy this. We need this. And then as soon as there was like a tiny blip in our company and we actually needed some help from them, they were like, oh, fuck you. Get out of here.
Yeah, that's a bank.
Sounds like them. I'm so fucking done with these fucking banks. Like, they can. The guy that we talked to today was saying that the reason that is at big banks is because the people who are dealing in small business, they're only incentivized if they are only incentivized if there's growth. They're not incentivized in any way to help you. So as soon as you're not growing and buying more products from them and you need help with something, they shove you to the bottom of the pile because it's not profitable. Mm. I don't know. I have no use for the bank. I fucking hate banks. Okay. They shouldn't have to exist. Stupid laws. Would you want to live in a lawless society?
Probably not.
Yeah, I don't think I would.
Once you get to a society that's a certain size, you need something in place. Like, I understand, like, the libertarian side of things, like, just let people be, but that works if you're a very small community out in the middle of nowhere.
Well, but it's all about, like, I would have liked to live in a lawless society when I was 20.
You have to be a different kind of person.
Oh, I just wouldn't get, when I was 20, I would have taken on all comers. Bring it. If you're
it's
better
fine than, if you have because, nothing to lose to live in a lawless society.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I think in a lawless society, you always have nothing to lose.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what type of people it draws in.
I guess. Well, a lawless society is really the law will end up being dictated by the strongest.
Most powerful person, yeah.
The strongest and most powerful people, right?
So there will be law.
Well,
eventually.
Whatever that person decides, yeah. I guess. So I'm saying at 20, a lawless society would have appealed to me because I feel like I would have had a good shot at beating the shit out of people and making them do what I want. But at 50 right now, I love laws. Because I would be getting the shit kicked out of me and be doing whatever other people wanted. You don't think so? It's great when you're on top, man. It's not great now. Are you, Chad? I noticed that since you started your YouTube channel, you started wearing your necklace on the outside. Is that because, you want to is that because you want to show the bling on YouTube?
This is inherited. No, it's I didn't. I put this pendant on, but and it just sort of falls to the outside more often than it did before.
Oh, I just thought you were trying to show some bling and bring in the viewers.
Trying to appeal to the youth.
Thick enough. Actually, I was at, my wife was getting her ring fixed or whatever, and we were in the jewelry store, and I'm like, can I get a thicker one? Is it time to get it like a thicker gold one? And then she was like, this is $4,000. I'm like, it's not time to get a thicker one.
It's not always
yet. Not with the season I've been having so far.
It's always it's always time for a big change, Chad.
It's a yeah, I'm more of a gold. I was thinking bigger gold chain, gold tooth. Like ooh, a real like
a grill. A
real, yeah, not all of them, just one or two.
And get the like, diamonds inside
oh
of them.
My God.
Yeah, I don't know.
Chad with a grill.
Yeah,
that would bring in the viewers.
The whole thing, yeah.
The tattoos, well, the grill.
It's it's a fucking circus, right? That's YouTube is a circus. So
YouTube is a circus.
Yeah, it's you got to do something to separate yourself from everyone else.
When are we finishing this? Because Jack's bugging me to review a price. 4 minutes.
Why don't you review it on the air with us?
That would be good.
I can't do that right now because Mike's got to go in 4 minutes.
I'll make That's time quick. For this.
Can we bring Jack into this Zoom?
Can we?
I don't know. Can you invite Jack to the Zoom?
Are you really wanting to do this? We could definitely do it.
I don't care. I got nothing to hide.
Okay.
But do you want people knowing?
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. Members?
This is going live tomorrow.
Before closing.
Yeah.
I think this closes tomorrow. Email Jack a link. Fuck it. You only live once. What do you know what Jack's email is?
I don't know Jack's
Jack email. At Hamilton's group. I don't think maybe we shouldn't say that.
Oh, put it in the chat.
I don't know
how to do that.
I've got the email ready to go.
You think one of the 500 people that listen is going to harass Jack and try to get him to do some carpet cleaning? I'm going to tell him we're sending a link now. I told Jack we're sending.
Do you think Jack will want to be on the show for this purpose?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool. Did you get that?
Yeah, is it?
You got to remember, this is our worst hour, so this actually won't come out till Saturday, and the tender will be closed.
Oh, that's right.
Boom. Yeah. I'm chatting as a guest. What the fuck is that
mean? I'm going to edit it so the worst hour is first. We did that once. We did the worst hour first once. That was the reverse episode. Okay, I sent them the email, so you should have it.
Has Jack ever been on a podcast?
Oh, good question.
He's super smart guy.
We are recording the podcast, so let's review live. If he says no, then we'll just have to shut it down.
Okay. Well, he's got the email. It's sent.
As long as I got his email, right?
And until then, do you guys want a quick question here?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Just to keep the question.
I can look up his email.
No, that's right. That's the right email.
Okay.
Okay. Question for the podcast. This is from Beyond the Lawn. Beyond the Lawn sent us this message recently, and we still have old questions. So I'm sorry we're not getting to your questions yet. If everyone is pushing to know your numbers this year and people actually raise their price,
Jack said sick. Okay. If you are looking for someone that is truly exposing themselves to everything, you just fucking got it.
Okay, Jack's here. Sorry, Beyond the Lawn, but we'll come back to you next week for sure. I don't think this is a very timely.
Maybe question. Jack can answer that question.
Yeah. What question? But yeah, let's get to reviewing PK's numbers live on the air here.
My God.
Jack, can you hear
Somebody, hey
us?
guys. Yes, I
Jack!
can.
Jack!
Welcome to the podcast, man.
Welcome to Not Our
It's good
Finest
to be
Hour, Jack.
here.
Jack,
Yeah, it's a good day.
we're ready to review this live on the air with Chad and Mike and get everyone's opinion. Now, just so you know, Jack, this does not go live until Saturday, so the tender will be closed.
Wow, incredible. So everyone's going to get to see our rates.
Yes.
Well, I
Jack,
don't know.
go ahead,
Yeah.
PK.
Should we think? How do you want to review it, Jack?
Well, Jack, do you want to introduce yourself first? Because
Yeah.
I think only on the podcast we've referred to you as Everybody Needs a Jack. So that's
Yeah.
how our audience knows you. But Jack, do you want to introduce yourself?
Absolutely. I'm Jack from Hamilton's Group of Consultants. I help people with tendering and project management services. I do work with both Mike Pennington from PK and Chad here.
Nice.
I know my numbers and I know their numbers too.
You know our numbers.
Jack knows everybody's numbers.
I know a lot of numbers. And I love my spreadsheets. I'm a spreadsheet guy. I love my
Nice.
software.
Nice.
So, Mike, can if we put if Jack puts this spreadsheet up, can we talk about the spreadsheet, but not everyone see the spreadsheet?
Yeah, I'll just delete it from the podcast episode. I'll just put like a blank screen.
Okay.
Love it.
Nice. Cool.
So it will be recorded and it'll be on my computer just to let you
Oh, that's
know.
fine. Yeah, that's
Okay.
fine. I don't, what
It'll
do you, you
also
know?
be for sale after if
Yeah.
anybody.
Check the merch shop for a screenshot
Yeah, we've got recorded consent here. There's no backing out now.
a t-shirt. Okay, perfect.
All right. So here are the goods. It's incomplete at this time. We're high on the planting. We're at almost four, but it's a weird situation with a lot of specialized planting. With like stakes and stuff. Let's roll here. Sod's on budget with them. This is one of those rare instances where in the tender package, the landscape architect actually included an estimated budget on this job. So we got to take a look at that. We can take a look at it after as well, because they're totally out of whack on a lot of high value items. Hydro seed's on budget too. I don't think we need to worry about it there. Concrete paving. This was one of the ones that was way out of whack. So I'm not going to say our number here, but on the budget, they had $150 a meter for these sidewalks. This is all sidewalk. As per weird detailed, it's like 6 inches thick. Pretty odd. They've got a drain on it, but it says optional in there too. So we've not included the drain. We're installing the three-quarter crush at a rate of, what do you want to call that? Five loads a day. It's hard to get into, but
Yeah.
typically 10 would be good. We're good on the fence. The fence price is really good. This is where we're making up money in the budget. That balances out in comparison to the walkway here. So scrolling down more, we've got some site furniture. Mike, you and I've already gone over this. And now into the meat and potatoes, the asphalt. There's a lot of asphalt here and a ton of granular.
And
It is a parking lot.
to be fair to Jack, they told him he had to bid this 6 hours ago or something.
Yeah,
Wow.
so they sent me an email this morning at like 10 o'clock saying, hey, can you price the asphalt and the curbs too? So, that it threw a wrench into my day, and I got the takeoffs out and all of this for pricing within like an hour of that, and I was phoning everyone frantically, and everyone has confirmed they're gonna get us prices by midnight tonight. This is closing tomorrow, so we got to give the other guy some time to review in the morning and tell me our prices are out of whack. But yeah, so we've got like, what is that? 6,000. Yeah, 6,000 tons of granular have to go into this parking lot.
Chad just bought a new compactor.
You're gonna have to work that into my numbers somewhere.
Oh, baby. Yeah, we're gonna up the basis points a couple points.
Love
What's the potential? If you scroll over, Jack, what's the don't isn't it, don't you usually have like a potential like a profit percentage that we're aiming for? People would love to know that. What's the
So
profit
up
on this
here.
one? What? So all this t so on this one you've get the like we're aiming for 8% profit markup.
8 points in profit. I don't know if you want to say these ones too.
Well, I think that material. I'm not gonna tell people your cut. That would be that's your business, not mine to say. The material markup is 10%, so that's good.
So does the material markup 10%, is that incorporated in the 8% profit markup, or is that separate?
It's separate,
Okay.
completely separate. And how we evaluate the job at the end here is with the project cost. So we know how much it's going to cost us to actually do the job in terms of, because we have an hourly cost in here too. We estimate based on material and hours. So we have an idea of how much it's going to cost us to actually do the job, which is in this cell here. And then it tells us how much of the sticker price is cost in order to recoup the entire sticker price. And on this one, we've got 76 points. So 76% of the gross sale of this job, approximately, is expense.
Labor,
So
materials, or
labor
labor
and
cost of
materials.
sale. Yeah, got it.
Yep, all of that. Now, the other stat that we like to look at over here is the overhead and profit recoupment per day. We're not going to say this number out loud, but that is the overhead and profit recovery divided by the total number of crew days on the job.
Right.
So what that does is it helps us evaluate the opportunity cost of doing the job. So if it has a really low overhead and profit recovery per day, we better not be using a lot of equipment at it because
I
that
see.
equipment can be somewhere else being used more effectively. Now, with this one, we have a higher overhead and profit recovery than per day, I should say, than what we're used to be honest. And that is partially because a lot of this job is subcontracted out. So we don't have hours on subcontractor work, because the subs come with their own forces and they perform the work themselves. Of course, there's a little bit of management in there, but it's, you're not sending a crew for a day to manage a subcontractor for however long they're there.
Do you incorporate Jack's cut into COGS?
Into COGS? No,
Okay.
it's not included in there, but it should be. That's a really good point. So maybe I'll make that adjustment down the line, but Jack's cut is not included in the
Oh, I
overhead and
see.
profit
Gotcha.
recovery.
Yeah.
So overhead and profit recovery is its own thing, completely separate from Jack's cut. And
I love the spreadsheet.
it's
If you ever wondered what your computer software would sound like as a person, it's Jack.
Hey, I'll sell you my voice rights.
Yeah. That's a thing now. Be careful. So, how do you like? I feel like this job looks fine to me. Like, I don't like, I'm looking at it and I think it's.
So the one that stands out to me is we have 20 crew days to supply, install, and pack 6,000 tons of granular.
That seems,
That's
how many days is it?
20 days.
It seems like a lot.
It seems like a lot, but That's 300 tons a day. That's 15 loads compacted. And when you break, so I've got the unit rates in here too, Mr. Pletz. And this is something I started doing because this is something that Chad does to evaluate my prices in comparison to his. He likes to look at the unit rates here. So the unit rate on the heavy duty asphalt actually comes out to what I've been finding on Google, on the higher end, but that's
That unit rates including the granular.
it includes the granular. Yeah.
And
Yeah. The
the
prop.
cost of the subcontractor.
Yes. So this is, I'll show you my Excel formula. It is, I'll zoom in
What does
so everyone
LIT stand
here.
for?
Line item total.
Okay.
So that's a line item total. And I can't remember what the sit is. So, oh, it's a sub item total. So line item, you have the line item total and the sub item total.
How you doing,
Gotcha.
Chad?
I'm taking it all in. I'm a sponge.
That's me too.
Anytime Jack talks, I can expect to understand about 50% of it, and then 50% of it's trust, and then it works for me. You know, that's it, and that's nothing against Jack. That's just his brain is a lot bigger than mine, and I'm used to like little unit rates and not breaking things down completely, right? That's just how we've always done it. This is absolutely really important to see all of this stuff. And I guess it goes on behind the scenes, but I need a unit rate to put on things. That's just how I've always done it.
So I have a deeper understanding of things now than, yeah. I agree. When Jack talks, 50% of it I understand, and 50% of it I'm learning. So it but that being said, when Jack needed a solution for the things, I came up with spray foam. So for the tiles on the terrace. So I
That would have
still.
taken me like 8 hours to think of. And it was like a 10-minute phone call to Mike while I was driving. He's, oh, we'll just spray foam in here and cut it off and it'll cost nothing. They're $9 a can. And wow, incredible. Can't beat experience.
For some things. So I think the problem, like you're saying, like 15 loads a day. The issue is like in a parking lot that you can only get triaxles into, can't like supplying more than like saying if you make this unit rate and say make it 15 days, like how many triaxle loads a day does that make it? Because that's it's not a matter of the spreading. The spreading is okay. It's a matter of physically getting the gravel to the site. Because if I'm confident we could get 15 loads a day to the site and spread it. But if you go to 15 days, how many loads of gravel a day would you have to bring in, Jack?
That's 20. 20 loads a day. I mean, it's doable, but you got to expect the boys to be hustling, for all 10 hours a day, all
Well,
15
and
days.
you physically have to get 20 truckloads of gravel there.
Yep. Because
You know,
that's what, a
like
truck
if,
every 30 minutes?
yeah. Well, and you need the pit to put the trucks on that fast, right?
Yeah.
There's not an unlimited amount of trucks. So, I mean, I think 15 is probably a safer number based on the other thing too is one day the pit might put 17 trucks on, and then the next day they put three trucks on, and then it all has to average out to how many days. Like, so I don't know, 20. If that unit rate seems close to what other people are charging, then I think it's okay.
Yeah, it's close to what I've seen online.
It's a big number. The shittiest
Yes.
number, when you're doing this with Jack is always site furniture. Fuck site furniture up the app. Like site furniture sucks. No matter what you do, it's like there's nothing, it's just so expensive to buy and you can't make anything on it.
Can't make
Yeah.
anything on it.
10
Is
points an
this
install.
where you just made up the number for the parking signs, Jack?
Yeah, this one right here. I honestly, like, I reached out to Seton and I got an automated reply back, and I was like, I don't have enough time to phone someone and actually get a custom sign. But signs are $40. Custom signs, I don't know, maybe they're 80.
Who knows?
Alibaba's probably got some parking signs. They might be
Probably.
backwards, like your fucking liberal sign from yesterday, but
We started buying our spray paint from Amazon.
really?
It's cheap.
Nice.
It's like half the price if they ship it from Amazon or something.
I'm on it. I'm always one for a can of spray paint.
Well, Kansas spray paint got outrageous. They're like $20 a can or something.
Really?
Yeah.
My
Yeah.
goodness.
Jack,
I'm on it right
do you
now.
have a percentage of how much the sub makes up of this total revenue?
No, I don't
Okay.
actually. So all of the sub costs actually go through the material price.
Yeah, gotcha.
It would be about the same markup, so it's the same thing. If we were to so one of the things I like about this is it's all editable, every markup you can go through. But it's Excel. You can just click on everything a sub is doing.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of it. Click on that one too. Click on that, and we're waiting on one last sub. So the
Gotcha.
subs make up for about that number right there. I don't know if we want to say it out
It's the
loud.
is the con Yeah, that's fine. What do they make up? What does it make up?
About 320 of the total. So about 50% of this cost is subs.
The problem is in landscaping, if you don't carry all those subs, you ain't getting the job.
Yeah, exactly. This is a GC that seems like they want an easier management of the work. They're good at buildings. They don't want to deal with things outside of the building. They have someone who will do the foundation and the retaining wall, basic civil stuff, but among the finishing work, they just, want three phases. Someone to go in and make the base. They put up the building themselves, and then someone to do the outside finish.
Did you when is the granular in the concrete? Are they pricing the granular too, or are we doing it?
We're doing it.
We're doing it? Okay. Oh, this looks good to me, Jack.
Perfect.
This job's close to home too.
Nice.
Right? Isn't it relatively close to home? It's in
Yeah, it's
Cove.
right around the corner, like 20, 30 minutes.
Is it a 2025?
It is a 2025, but it's a spring 2025.
Nice. We could use a spring
So
2025.
you bet we can.
You want a spring 2025, Chad?
I would love a spring 2025. I have nothing 2025. Oh, I got one 2025 right now.
Did you price the ready walk wall, Jack?
No, the contractor that's putting the foundation in is doing the ready rock wall.
That's all right. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
It's not the end of the world. And that's the Know Your Numbers episode, Mike.
Nice. I have one more question. Can I
Oh
ask?
yeah, absolutely.
Jack, what do you think about so you talked about the overhead recovery and it being higher, but if it's lower, you think about like what equipment can go to that site to factor into that overhead. Do you work at what you can get for that job and then work backwards and figure out like what equipment you can send to that job for that overhead recovery based on what you think you can get the job for? Or do you work from, okay, I know this job's going to take this equipment, so I know we need this overhead?
I don't price in specific equipment unless it's specialty.
Right.
So like a soil screener, for instance. That's something that Mike and I came across on another job. So we looked into special solutions that would make the most sense for soil screening on a small scale. This would be like screening, I don't know, what was it, like 300 yards of soil, maybe.
Yeah.
So we looked at one of those little screeners that you put gas in and it vibrates, and it's nothing crazy, but it'll process enough soil.
Chad bought a screening bucket today.
Yeah. Send it
Sweet.
on down there. Put the numbers together.
I think Darian can put your excavator on his float.
Yeah.
We have the wide permit stuff. It's a third. What does the excavator weigh total?
21 ton.
Yeah, so
So.
he's good for 27 on the float. It's got to bend that thing over though. Might have to
Or
take
you.
this. You might have to put the screener in another, because if you don't get the arm folded all the way over, you're getting into a bridge, baby.
You know what you could also do is just come and pick up the bucket and put it on someone else's shovel.
That doesn't seem like nearly as much fun.
It absolutely is not,
Seems like way more
but
fun to bring yours all the way from Cornwall,
bring the
even
full
though
21 ton shovel for fun.
I think that seems way better, way
Sure.
more fun.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna say, Jack, I think that price looks good.
Excellent. Cool.
Get the concrete price and send away. Did
All right.
they say any, did the general give you any hint of how many people they thought were bidding it to them?
From the urgency that I got from him, doesn't sound like many. So,
Yeah.
yeah,
That's
I'm
not.
happy to put it in. I think they're bidding against like one or two other generals, and they have an edge on the building. They're putting up like some proprietary wall design that makes it go like 10 times faster or something like that. They can erect buildings like crazy, these guys. So yeah, if they hit, then I guess we hit, and it's a big win.
Sick. All
All
right, send
right.
it home, Jack.
All right.
Thanks,
Thanks,
guys.
guys.
Thanks for
Take
adding
it easy.
value, Jack. Thanks,
Yeah,
Chad.
always.
That's the most value we've ever had, Jack. Thank you.
Yeah,
Ever. All right. Have a good night, everyone.
bye, guys.
Bye.